Cash Talk supporters, now you can take us everywhere you go. Available everywhere on all major platforms.
Welcome to the hottest damn podcast on the planet, Cash Talk Podcast. It's no talk like Cash Talk.
Yo, this your boy Chris Cash, a.k.a. I'm Elgin, a.k.a. Man of Many Talents, and you're listening to the world's most sanest podcast on the planet. This is Cash Talks. There's no talks like Cash Talks. Man, it's a blessing to be before you guys again. It's always an honor to be able to come and talk to you guys. You guys are awesome. Thank you for the support. You can follow Cash Talk Podcast on Facebook. Make sure you like and follow. Also, you can follow Cash Talk Podcast on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all of your favorite podcast platforms. All right. Encourage your friends, your family, your pets, you know, your enemies, anybody that have a soul. So I mean, cats, dogs, and goats. Okay. All right. Pigs. And you get my point. Got a powerful show today. Lord Jesus, thank you for another day to be before the people, Lord Father. Thank you for waking me up today. Thank you for giving me another opportunity to connect my correct my wrongs, Lord Father. Please use me, Lord Father, in today's show that I touch someone, Lord Father. Please use me that I wake someone up, Lord Father. Somebody that need questions about what's happening in the world. Someone that need question about your goodness, Lord Father. Please use me, Lord Father, in ways that I haven't been used before, Lord Father. You are so good. You are our Lord and Savior, Lord Father. Yahweh, thank you, Lord Father, for bringing allowing your only begotten Son to come down here to earth to die for the sins, so people like myself can have a relationship with you directly, Lord Father. I thank you for blessing me, Lord Father, for with the gift of being able to come before the people and have a heart to want to enlighten the people and point out lies and destruction that we face in this world, Lord Father. Please let someone get touched by this message. Wake up the blind, Lord Father, and bring people closer to you, Lord Father. Yahshua, Yahweh, thank you. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Man, guys, a lot of things is going on, a lot of updates since the last podcast. I know you guys, have been following. If you guys have been following Cash Talk Podcast, the last few episodes we had guests on. One episode we had Free Speech on Fire, and then we had the guest Cassandra on last podcast, episode 23 and episode 24. So if you haven't checked those podcasts out, please do so. We've been covering everything, current events, what's been going on, staying on top of this, COVID-19, coronavirus pandemic that has been going on for about 2 months, going on 3 months now. Today, I'm going to talk farther on that topic, but it's a lot of updates, a lot of things happening that I want to touch on, all right? A lot of states is opening up. Going back to business, restaurants, beaches and things like that. But that don't come without a lot of people against the opening of these establishments. A lot of people, talks about the second wave of the coronavirus that's supposed to come. And a lot of people are saying that, hey, look, these states are opening up too early. And that, the states opening up, people going to get affected with the coronavirus, and this thing going to spread even worse than it has, so that is one concern right there, and then you have those people, which is me, right, that say, wait, no, open up right now, okay, we shouldn't be on lockdown to begin with, because it's just too many things, too many holes that's been exposed through this theory that we are dealing with a deadly virus. Even though this virus, and I make no mistake, and I say time and time again, I'm not saying that the virus is a hoax. I'm not saying that people are not really dying out here. Because I have lost my cousin, I have lost a friend, so I know people are, are losing their lives from this virus. So no, the virus is not a hoax, but the media upping up the numbers and the hospitals, laboring deaths as corona deaths, when people didn't even die from the coronavirus, die from heart attacks, die from falling down the stairs, or cancer, and they still get labeled as being dying from coronavirus. That's what I have a problem with, and that's what I call the hoax. Some people label it as a medical hoax. This is what most of us are referring to when we say these things is a hoax. So I just want to clear that up, because again, a lot of people like to, make a big deal or try to, say make a point when someone they close to or somebody die, and they want to say, see, this is real. Wait a minute, you guys are totally, at least when it comes to me, taking me wrong. No one's saying that it's not something out here is not killing people. Something's definitely out here, killing people, and making people sick. But you can't overlook, that, like I said, there's so many things that don't add up with this pandemic that you have to question, not to beat the same thing over and over again. As we know, a lot of updates have happened, man. A lot of things is going on. States is opening up, you got protesters everywhere. We have protesters that on Capitol Hill or out there in Michigan and other places demanding that the economy open up, which you all know that the Michigan governor she's not budging at all. I think the Michigan has one of the strictest lockdowns, stay at home orders in place in the country, if I'm not mistaken. But she's not budging. I heard that someone sued the governor of Michigan, and that she actually won the lawsuit, or the judge decided not to, that she wasn't doing anything to stomp on people's constitution, which is just weird. Here in Illinois, our governor still, to me, have no merits to keep Illinois on lockdown, even though he's exercising his executive order to keep Illinois and us here in Illinois on lockdown or the stay at home order. As I have many times here on Cash Talk Podcast, I broke down, what I feel is truly going on, what's behind the pandemic, this lockdown. When there's proof out there, you can go see that it's a pattern out there, that this virus have a pattern on it, and that, we got certain individuals that got a pattern on the coronavirus vaccines, but we still have in the news and things like that, that they looking for cures for these vaccines and things like that. It just make you scratch your head like, wait, what's going on? Then we can look at the press conference with the governors and the press conference with the presidents. It's like the news reporters are not asking the right questions, okay? I'd be asking about, wait, what's the deal about the pattern on the coronavirus? What's the deal about, the pattern on the corona vaccines? Why are y'all saying trying to come up with vaccines when supposedly it's a pattern already on a vaccine for the coronavirus and things like that? I ask questions like, okay, what is this true about what goes into the vaccines? Baby fetus and other crazy, crazy things that's coming about, what's supposed to be going in these vaccines that seem like the governors and the, administration and things like that is trying to push mandatory vaccination on us citizens. So, I just feel like the right questions is not asked, at the press conferences, things like that. Does that mean all believe that, the media is in on it? Of course, numbers are being faked, and it just really weird that, that when certain, if you notice, when the states are opening up, the Hill News report about the numbers of deaths is rising, or infections is rising. You know, it's just crazy. You know what I'm saying? You know, Florida start opening up. Now you're hearing that, hey, bigger death toll, and you know, and since this began, you know, or Atlanta opening up, oh, biggest death toll since this began. You know, Texas opening up, oh, biggest death toll since this began. You just seeing like all this propaganda to try to keep people from want, you know, waking up. You know, so you got the ones that's saying we should stay at home, and you guys, you know, protesting in the lockdown. You guys are, you know, part of the problem. You go outside, you're not wearing your masks and your gloves. You affect us, you know, us healthy people and things like that. But you know, to me, it's propaganda to get those people behind them and to demand that we get tougher restrictions on. Okay, which I don't think people really, you know, really opening their eyes or are willing to open their eyes. I think we're dealing with people that want to be right more than want to really understand what's really going on. Because I feel like if people would just listen a little bit more, I don't think nobody in their right mind would be supporting staying at home or keeping this lockdown, you know, any longer. For one reason, the economy is suffering greatly, and I'm not saying one bit that that's the sole reason to open back up because of the economy, but I will say that it was one huge reason we should be opening back up because of the economy. Because for those of you that support staying at home, let me just, you know, try to give you something to think about. When you get done with this, you know, staying at home, you know what I'm saying, what you gonna come out to? Like, you know, you like, what jobs are you going to work? You know, like, people losing their job. It's like, what, 10 million people and probably more out of work that's on unemployment. Do you guys not know what that mean? That mean businesses is going under, you know, you're going to come out to basically a desert. So it's like, you know, you saying some governor saying, hey, I'm going to open up my state because, look, you know, if we keep this on longer, I understand that it's a danger, it's a risk, but we've been dealing with dangers and risks all our lives. We just can't stop living. We put safety measures in place and things like that, you know, social distance, and then, but why can't we still run this country? Why can't people still go back to work? Because what I'm saying is, a lot of you guys are going to end up dying, right, from depression or shock when you get, with the restrictions get lifted from your communities and from your cities and your states, and you have nowhere to go. You have no job to go to. You, they talking about food shortages when it come to meat, right? Food shortages when it come to meat because farmers are, you know, saying, you know, well, word around the campfire that, you know, you know, the elite went to a lot of the farmers and told them, you know, either get rid of your cattle or kill your cattle and things like that. And what happened with that is now we have food shortages. So what the news reporters are reporting and things like that, it's a whole different story. But it all comes down to, we not going to have meat on the shelves comes a week or 2 weeks from now. And you started to see that at Sam's Club. So me and my wife went the other day. I didn't notice it, but my wife was telling me that they telling people one pack of meat per family. Okay, one pack of meat, and I'm like, oh, one pack of pork, one pack of this per family. She's like, no, one pack of, you have to pick and choose what meat you want, but you only get one pack per family. So that don't mean if you have five kids like we do in our immediate family, you know, with the five kids at home, you know, you get one pack of meat. You know, so you can't survive up one pack of meat at all. You know, so it's just crazy. So we are seeing the effects of this. And then we hear that Tyson, you know, meat factory, you know, a lot of people is getting affected by the Tyson meat factory and things like that. And a lot of people are catching the coronavirus. So, you know, that's news reports. Whether that's true or whether it's not, you know, it's out there. So you got a lot of people concerned, like, hey, you can't have affected people working inside, you know, making our food, which I do get people, you know, I do agree with them on that. But the fact of the matter is, I don't believe too much that the mainstream media say, because at the end of the day, it's too much evidence out there to prove that, listen, man, our elite do not care about us, and they want us vaccinated. They want our blood, ladies and gentlemen. So these reports to me is totally unfounded. It's not like you hearing these news reports of people dying and death toll up, but I just don't see it. Now, is people getting affected? Sure. But still, the numbers of people that's getting affected by this coronavirus, I'm just not buying it. I do know people in my city that got infected from, you know, the coronavirus and is affected with the coronavirus. So I do know the coronavirus is real, you know what I mean? Well, you know, something is definitely happening. But is people dying left and right? No. Okay, yeah, and like again, I have a cousin that passed away supposedly from it, friend that passed away supposedly from it. Too much of info out there to make you question in your head how these people dying. Like you had going around social media, a nurse is spilling the beans about, you know, what's going on in New York, that they are, you know, basically it's murder we have seen. This is flat out murder that these doctors is letting people die, not giving them the proper care. Not giving them the proper medicine, you know, basically putting them on ventilators and just watching these people perish, okay, die. So, we gotta ask, when are we gonna sit here and ask, the right questions? Like, are we dealing with flat out murder? You know what I'm saying? Because I have said time and time again that, look, how can you overlook that this coronavirus has a pattern? This is no conspiracy theory. This is no fake news. This coronavirus have a pattern. Okay, you guys do your research on what a pattern is. If you don't know, go Google what pattern mean. And it's someone owns this virus. And you even see how the news kind of spent it when they was talking about Donald Trump. No, not Donald Trump, but that maybe this virus was created in a lab in Wuhan. So come on, now the theory of this being man-made is not crazy. The mainstream media even running with that, and they investigating the Wuhan, you know, to see, you know, did, you know, was they working with making cream, some type of a virus, and did it get out of hand, and did it, you know, spread, you know, everywhere. Which, be real with y'all, when I first heard about this corona, you know, this pandemic, and when I was first doing my research, one of the first things that I read about was that it was some type of man-made virus or whatever case may be. And even though the theory of the story was a little different, but that, yeah, it basically got, you know, out of control. You know, they you know, the powers that be lost control of it and just went everywhere. The wind carried everywhere. So, I mean, I'm taking some similarities into, you know, the mainstream reports and what I kind of was digging up at the beginning of this whole pandemic. And, I mean, some things match up. Okay. So, but we don't be going to ask to me the right questions. The reason why, I mean, personally, I think, you know, you have the media and the elites and stuff. Keeping on with the same, story of, you know, the coronavirus, this big boogeyman, it's because if, just think about it, if they, if they stop and they, acknowledge that, you know, certain things and have to admit certain things, then a lot of people are gonna ask what happened to their family members, what happened to their friends, and now I'm be talking murder. Can you hear me? So I mean, a lot of people is waking up. A lot of you guys is totally waking up, but it's still more people that's not woke, and this is what they banking on. So if they could keep on, you know, they know a lot of people on the television, right, looking at every, you know, press conference they have, and they know that if they can scare them with the numbers, you know, they know most people, you know, going to look at us as crazy folks, because the Channel 7 News, the CNN, the Channel 5 News, the, you know, the Fox News is telling them this, and a lot of people grew up on the news, you know, they wake up in at 8 a.m., turn on the news, they go to sleep, they turn on the news, you know, so, you know, and these 24-hour news stations just blasting this propaganda day in, day out, and let's not forget, just on social media, you're getting so many blogs, so many mainstream websites, so many news outlets ton, story after story, just frying the, you know, bejeezy out of people, you know. So, you know, it's just, it's so much out there, right? And people just don't know what to do. And so I know people that's forced staying at home and things like that, but they have questions. And you, I know they have to have questions, because there's no way you ain't gonna have questions when you start, you know, some things just don't make sense. So even if you are for staying at home, guys, you got to start asking the necessary questions. Is this solely about a virus and to protect us people, or is this about something else? Is something else going on? And a lot of people like myself feel like it's about so, it's so much, like, you know, like the past podcast episode 24, episode 23, episode 22, you know, as I cover, it's just, as you guys perceive with my guests and things that I cover on the, these last episodes, that it is so much going on at once. It's for so many reasons why I believe we are dealing with this pandemic. One thing that it definitely is, it's definitely about power and control. There's no doubt about that. Power and control. You know, like, let's talk about wearing a mask, man. You know, again, to me, it's just BS. It doesn't make sense. What virus, what deadly virus, you know, you can fix it with washing your hands, using hand sanitizer. You know what I mean? What virus, what HIV, what cancer can get healed from that? Even though you need to be clean and you need to stay, you know, on top of those things. But if this is such a deadly virus, what is a wearing a mask, a cheap mask, you know what I mean, and washing your hands, you know, what I just don't get how that's going to save you from this big, big, scary, deadly boogeyman. I just don't get it. And if you got answers, please let me know. I would love to get some type of clarity on that. So to me, this stuff is an inside joke in so many ways. It's more to it. Again, I feel like they just inching and taking our freedoms more and more away from us. The more fear they put out there, you know, the more we want to depend on them for safety or to have the answers. And to me, that is exactly what's going on with this pandemic. So how is Walmart open? You know, how is Sam's Club open? Cisco, these big corporations, big retail stores, they are open and they function, you know, but all the mom and pop stores and little chains are all forced to shut down and going under, okay? Have to close their door because they cannot, you know, continue to operate because they're losing money from this lockdown. So the coronavirus is choosy. So you tell me the coronavirus is not walking around Walmart and Sam Club. Guys, you have to wake up. I get that you guys are playing it safe, but some of you guys are just strictly, like I said time and time before, off strictly fear. And that's what's going to do a lot of you guys in. Things just don't make sense. Why is Walmart open? They should close down too. Now, I'm not saying they should, but like, because, you know, we got to eat and things like that. But you got to ask yourself, why is the federal worker still working and things like that? Everybody got their jobs. But if you, you know, if you're not with an essential business or in the medical field, you ain't working. Your job is not important. It just doesn't make any sense. And to the states that's opening up, you know, I salute them. And to the like Illinois, where I live at, man, shame on you. To the governor, JB, whatever his name is, shame on him. Reports came out that him and his wife, I believe, went to Florida to their mansion, you know, while he stuck everybody in the house again to May 30th. But he taking trips on the planes going to Florida where they lifting restrictions in his mansion. Like, man, it's just hypocritical. You know, this dude just, you know, God, I pray for these evil people because they got to stand before God, you know. But it is frustrating, you know. But, you know, this should be our God-given rights. Not only is our constitutional rights being violated here, but our God-given rights is being violated here. All in the name of safety. Like, I get that y'all say y'all care, but come on, miss me with that. I know what's best for me and my family. And to force people to wear a mask is just one of the most sickening things that to me personally. It's symbolic by to me it means, you know, keeping us quiet. That's why we wearing a mask. It's symbolic for keeping us quiet, among other things. You know, it's submissive. It's a submissive move. And you know, and you just got people, you know, I was in the parking lot the other day just watching people, because here in Illinois on May 1st, even in effect, and most grocery stores, if not all grocery stores, have to wear a mask to go in it. And I haven't did it yet. You know what I mean? I'm just in the parking lot watching. And just people just, not saying, I don't know what's in people's minds, but they just going about it like it's normal. You know what I mean? And it's just like, this is exactly what they want. You know what I'm saying? I bet they using their 5G towers and their satellites and just videotaping everybody and just seeing how calm people is with the brainwashing. You know? And it's just getting crazier and crazier, if you ask me. People going in the store wearing a mask, coming out smiling and things like that. The more they can take from us, the more they will, and it's no doubt about it. You know, they and for so, but then as long as we just have people hiding underneath their bed, calling for, you know, us that want the lockdown to end, calling us crazy, or protesters who standing up for their God-given rights and their constitutional rights. You know, the more you have the people going against us, all right, and asking for their rights to get taken away, I mean, the more that these evil elites have to stand on, you know. So, I feel like it's so much going on, propaganda and gender, but it's flat-out murder in my book. You know, this is what we are seeing here, flat-out murder. Because to me, the coronavirus can be stopped. It's cures out there that don't need the vaccines. And the whole goal is to vaccinate everybody on this earth. And why you want to vaccinate us, you know, it should be our choice. Turn us into literally AI robots. I mean, it's just disgusting. You know, on so many levels. So we have to keep fighting back. And I want to, for you listeners and for you people out there, I want you guys to keep on fighting back. Keep on making your voices heard. We can't let these animals, we can't let these devils get away with what they're trying to get away with, okay? Again, this is a hostile takeover. This is operation in full effect. This has nothing to do with the virus. Matter of fact, they created the virus, they released the virus, and they offering us a phony solution. It's all about murder, and more murder. To me, you know, flu season coming up. So in October, you're going to have them pushing to get your free flu shots, right? Get your free flu shots. And to me, you know, people going to run out just like time and time past, get those flu shots. And I think the poison gonna go in their body, loosen up their immune system, make them more vulnerable, you know. And then, you know, whenever they release the second wave or whatever they got planned with the 5G towers or things like that, it's gonna make people more vulnerable to get sick. So for those of you that believe in the second wave and that the second wave somehow standing in your house is gonna prevent the second wave, I think you miseducated that the second waves are not. You know, it's nothing you can do. It's not you staying in the house. It's not if you're going outside. That's why I say you got to come back and you have to look at what's really going on. Why do we have a pattern on this coronavirus? Why do we have a pattern on this vaccine that the media and the governors and the elite in the government is telling us they are in the lab trying to create? Bill Gates said he put billions of dollars trying to create vaccines, but wait, you got a pattern for it already. It doesn't make sense. So if you have to overstand step one, right, to get what my whole argument is with this, if we know this man-made, that should take half your fear away, and that should start making you ask certain questions like, okay, if it's man-made, well, why are the news reports saying this? Okay, if it's man-made, then why are you so quick to try to get us the vaccines? Matter of fact, if it's man-made, why would you even make a virus? Why would you even make a disease in the first place? See, you'll start asking questions, and then it'll come back to, okay, now how did my cousin die? How did my uncle die? How did my neighbor die? And then I believe it'll come out to they flat out murdering people. There's no way around it. But again, they gotta keep the passage up. And as people been speaking out against Bill Gates and the WHO Foundation, they evil behinds and you know, these crooked corporations and Dr. Fenicini, you know, it's American doctor they calling him to be at the press conference with the president. You know, as we see, they tied in, they all like tied in together. I mean, you see all this, I think a lot of people is waking up and a lot of people is pissed off. So you're seeing protests everywhere. Open up the state, open up the economy. People are not having it. Okay, people is not having it because it's a see-through. We see through their BS. And so I think more and more people are waking up, and I think they know that, because you can even see the news outlets kind of changing their narrative. They speaking about us truthfully. I want y'all to know, some of y'all are, but what can we do? They will never, they got, we don't have the power. Yes, we do. It's more of us. Just remember that 7.9, 7.8, 7.7 billion of us. We have more people on this planet. It's so much we can do. And we are doing it now by just speaking up. That's why Facebook is censoring. Let's talk about the censorship. Facebook is on a full mission to censor us truthers. And you got to ask yourself, why? Isn't this a social media group? When did you get into politics? When did you got the power to try to censor people because people feel differently about the lockdown and the stay-at-home orders and the coronavirus than you do? You know what I mean? You got to ask the necessary, we got to ask the questions. And I don't think a lot of people are asking the necessary questions on why Facebook, why Mark Zuckerberg is taking the action, threatening to delete people pages and kick them off Facebook because they are, because they support a protest or they support, being the anti-lockdown, They're against the lockdown. This is what I mean. And it's like, how are you kicking people off your platform? Like, you butting your nose in something that you don't have no business to be with. Like, we built Facebook. We built this social site. We did, the people, so you make billions off of us. So we can't free speech. We can't, I guess if you organize a protest, a peaceful protest, and use his event page on Facebook, he been erasing people, event protest page off Facebook. So you can't even rally people to get people to come to your event if it's have to do with the men in protest. If you put them posts up challenging anything the mainstream news is saying, Facebook now they put in your post at the bottom of the rhythm. You know what I'm saying? Algorithm. You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy. Or they put fact check facts underneath your post so other people will look at your post and they'll go hit the fact check button and they got their sources and their sources only supposed to be giving you the accurate information so it can, so you can look at what I'm telling you as a lie or not truthful. And I could be giving you information that save your life. This is, ladies and gentlemen, we are at war with these evil, evil, evil people. YouTube censoring, taking people's videos down, and saying it's going against their terms, and because people were speaking out and not buying his vaccination, Bill Gates and people calling him out being the evil dude that he is, and the WHO Foundation just calling BS. So now, YouTube, saying it's taking people's videos down and things like that. We're having this free speech, but then you got YouTube sense people that worship the devil, pedophiles, and everything else all on YouTube, and their pages is booming more than ever. We are under attack, guys. People is under attack. Believers is under attack. Truthers, anybody that's out there exposing the devil evil plan is definitely under attack. We need to wake up. And for those of you who just think that we live in a kumbaya world, that we live in a world that's so peaceful and everybody loves us and everybody get along, wake up before it's too late, okay? So we definitely getting censored in the news. Of course, they doing what they do best. Like Russia, the news station in Russia the theory that a lot of us are saying about Bill Gates being, having an evil plan to try to get us vaccinated, and that the facts out there, right? The facts out there that Bill Gates is, have injured and killed a lot of kids over there in India and Africa with his vaccinations. But Russia media outlets is running that in their media. So you saying our media attacking their media, saying real Russian media is running conspiracy theories that people on social media is spreading, trying to take shots at the Russian media. But how can you say they are lying? I mean, all you gotta do is like go on Facebook, go on Instagram, you'll see all of us feeling the same feelings that Bill Gates is the devil. Okay, he's devil, he's evil, and we don't want his vaccinations that he's trying to push on all of us. We don't want his ID 20 21, I believe that's what it's called, where his crypto money, where it's using our DNA, but we can't buy and sell. We don't want that. We don't want nothing to do with Bill Gates. And we are saying that. That's our God-given rights. So for to see the United States media trying to poke holes at Russian media when they running a story about Bill Gates, it just pisses you off. Because a reader that don't really know what's going on or read the United States media reports about the Russia report about Bill Gates and how they worded it, you know what I'm saying? Like, they literally worded it like he's like they don't have no credibility, or like we ain't really saying, you know, it ain't people out there really want Bill Gates to go to jail, okay? It's a lot of us out there that want Bill Gates to go to jail and hold accountable for his evil actions. Again, we don't want his vaccination. We don't want no vaccines, and I don't want no vaccines. I'm making it public. Keep that evil stuff over there. For those who want to get vaccinated, those who, you know, saying believe in the governors and this whole plan about testing and all that, then let them be vaccinated. Let them be tested. But don't sit here and put your evil plan on 100,000, a million of evil people who just not buying what they selling us. Okay, got it. Illinois trying to push the mandatory vaccination on us as well. You know what I mean? New York already got it. You know what I'm saying? Kids can't go to school unless they get vaccinated with this poison. And they took the religious exempt out of it, which is just devilish. Now you got us, you know what I'm saying? Illinois is trying to push that to take the religion exempt out of, so we can't say, wait, it's my belief that, you know, that I don't want my kids, or I don't want to get vaccinated. Now they trying to force, like, what type of constitutional law, what kind of God-given rights is that? All right, so that is, you gotta see the writing on the walls. And again, this economy is crashing. Do you get that? So those you want to keep hiding underneath the bed, those you just want to keep staying locked up in your house till you dare the boogeyman till this ends, right? Okay, but you're not overstanding. But when it ends, right, and you come back out to your house, out your houses, where the heck you gonna go? You know, you can't take your kids to parks. You can't, you know, like it's scientifically proven that staying in the house and keeping us locked down, not getting sunlight, is doing more damage than any virus could ever do for you, man. Just do your research. Wearing those masks is nothing good. We wearing your mask, you can't even see a person's face, can't even see a person talk to you. You know what I'm saying? This stuff is just symbiotic. It's just evil, just to me, submissive to the powers to be, the elites, just trying to see how far they can go. And guys, they are going far, because a lot of you are letting them just take your God-given rights away. It's just because you fear some virus, which we have killer virus this whole time, you know what I'm saying, on this earth since I've been alive, and never have to stay in our homes and this. But the thing is, these politicians, these elites, these governors are traveling, getting their haircuts, going to salon. Like, what the heck? They going to, you know, doing these interviews. Like, come on, man. Use your brain. They want us dead. Population control 101. All right. And first you gotta kill the mind, and then the body will follow, right? Kill the mind, then you kill the body, all right? Then after that, you kill thy soul, all right? Also, man, we, you know, it's so much going on to me, so much just behind this whole, you know, a lot of people, what they don't know is about the a lot of people don't get that it's word out there that, you know what I'm saying, that Donald Trump might not even be the president of the United States anymore. Okay, let me say it again. Donald Trump might not even be the president of the United States even no more. And what I mean by that is, if you go do your research about FEMA, right? FEMA has a lot of power that I think a lot of people don't really overstand. Now FEMA comes as a corporate organization to help people in a time of crisis and, you know, storms and times like this, and they just come to help and they, you know, be like Superman and stuff, then they disappear. But a lot of people don't know that FEMA have a very dark side to it. Okay, FEMA ain't just here to help you, and it's not, and even people that work for FEMA is kind of like the nurses on the front line. A lot of y'all Wait, I work for FEMA. What are you talking about, Chris Cash? Well, yeah, you work for FEMA, but that don't mean you know the ultimate plan from your higher up, your big boss. You're not in any meetings. You just a worker. So I'm not knocking you. But I just want to tell you, for some of you stubborn folks that's on the front line, you nurses and or doctors, or the front line of working for FEMA and the government organization, that you need to learn to listen and drop your pride and naiveness. I know, you know, media not goose your head up for being superheroes, but you need to, other people got just as much to say or do with this, saving lives just as much as you. So you need to stop being naive and prideful and listen up, because you might just be aiding in flat out murder. Okay, your first responders, people that work for media, you know, you need to drop your pride, because you might be aiding in flat out murder. That's what happens when you don't listen. And what I mean by that, because again, like I was saying about the, you know, I'm getting attacked on social media here and there from by first, not everybody, because I got a lot of you listeners and a lot of people that work in the intensive care unit, work on the front line, seeing what's going on in your hospitals with these supposed COVID-19, seeing things that you say you never saw before, but it's right there with me. You know what I'm saying? Cash, you know what? I'm with you. So, but there's a lot of people out there, when you start, they hear this podcast, hear the show, or hear me talk like this, they come at me. I'm on the front line. Wait till somebody die in your family. Wait till you sick. And it's like, wait a minute. No, that ain't what I'm saying. Like, you're a nurse, and you might be a dang good nurse, but you are told what to do. You're not no doctor, obviously. So you are told what to do. You know, so no one is saying no one is getting sick. Nobody's saying that, but this is a medical hoax. You know what I mean? That the the CDC telling everybody to label every death, okay, every death that happened in the hospital as a coronavirus related, as coronavirus death. That is BS. How can you sit here and have any type of disagreement with that? And this came on mainstream news, that the CDC is told hospital flat out that to label every death as coronavirus. This is why when you wake up in the AM, you just send everything about coronavirus. Somebody got a cough, sore throat, and oh, I hope I don't got the coronavirus. You know, somebody that I know locally here, mother just got, went to the hospital. Then she just, gave an update on social media saying that the mom got pneumonia and strep throat. And they said that she think that she might have coronavirus, and they're going to test her, which will be today. And it's like, you know, my heart goes out, but I want to reach out so bad and go, please don't get your mom. Please don't let them test your mom. Okay. Please don't let your mom put them things up her nostrils, up all the way through her throat. Please, because I'm very weary of those tests. And for those of you guys who been following Cash Talk, you know why. You know that I don't trust those tests. I don't trust those tests. I think they are either affecting people or they are misdiagnosing people. And once they diagnose that you got COVID-19 and you are in the hospital, you know, it's over with. And not saying that people ain't out, because I have saw people that make it out of the hospital alive and things like that. But a lot of people, the numbers outweigh the people that's at home recovering from the coronavirus, and the people that in the hospital, they end up on ventilators and they end up dying. So, you know, and as a lot of reports is coming out, it's through neglect. They're being neglected. Ejected and neglected. Okay, so this is that's what we hearing here. You know, this is what's going on here. Is these doctors murdering? Is this flat out murder that we are seeing when it comes to COVID-19 deaths? Is these deaths related to flat out murder? I'm asking that question because, you know, it's so many people coming out, so many nurses coming out. Y'all just gotta do your research. Everything can't be fake and phony. And a lot of people saying things being done that they think patients could be helped, but basically they got ventilators. And if you know anything about ventilators, you know, basically when you're on a ventilator, you closely to the end. You know what I mean? You're in pretty bad shape when you're on a ventilator. So our answer is not ventilators. Our answer is everything. Are they doing everything before you make it to being on, to for them to consider being putting you on the ventilator? So if you do have a loved one in there and things like that, make sure you call in, make sure you're going up there. I think they won't allow you to go near them, and that's very dangerous, because what is they doing? You know what I'm saying? They just trying to collect a paycheck from the CDC or from people for labeling your loved one or a friend as a coronavirus patient, you know, victim. You know what I mean? No, you got to do everything you can to make sure that your people are getting the proper care and the necessary care that they need, so you won't be burying your loved one. You know, when they know somebody is on them, trust me, they tend to move a little differently. But it just, you know, we have to make sure, because people got evil intentions out here. You know what I mean? So again, you know, we just got to make sure, you know. But yeah, so you have so many things out here, you know, so many happen. You know, I don't believe in the Texas. I just don't. But I'm not saying don't go get tested. I'm not saying anything about the Texas, just for the record. But I personally don't believe in the Texas. This is why on the press conference and everything, they keep pushing tests, get tests, get tests, get tests, things like that. Because I believe, dude, the Texas are barch. The old Texas are either infecting people, or them Texas is just phony, and they just picking and choosing who they want to, you know, they, oh, you got it, okay? And it just goes to the media as another person that got it. Listen, if you don't have to get tested, if you feel healthy, please don't go get tested. Because I'm seeing a lot of people that's healthy and then getting tested, and then they just declining at a rocket speed, you know? And then, just for the record, just I have spoke about before, the CDC have came out. This is no rumor. This is no conspiracy. Came out and flat out said back in February and March that a lot of those tests for the coronavirus was tainted. Okay. All right. Was tainted. All right. Other words, ladies and gentlemen, was infected with the coronavirus itself. So if you taking that test, what do you think it did? It affected a lot of people. If that ain't a suit, why are people not suing them? Why did they not raise red flags? I mean, people read that in the media. You see what I'm, because people so drenched with fear that they ain't thinking straight, and that's exactly what they want. Are we talking murder here? That's all I'm saying. You know, that's all I'm saying. If this virus got a pattern, what are we sitting here talking about a second raid? What are we sitting here talking about? Yeah, keep us on lockdown until it passed. No, that show ill intentions. If this got a pattern, this thing was man-made, that let me know that it's a propaganda, it's an agenda, and they got something trying to, you know what I'm saying, they trying to accomplish it. So, for those who think it's just a Hail Mary, and it's just, you know, this is natural, and it's just going on, and we got to stay in, and hopefully tomorrow will be hot outside, it's cold right now. You totally don't get what's going on. And that's what happened when you be ignorant to the fact I want to do research. I got a clip on my Facebook page of a new, right on the news. Man, the ladies literally says that we got to test more people because not enough people are affected. I mean, this is straight out. They telling you straight out in your freaking face this stuff. I mean, what else there is a debate here? What else to have an argument about? This lady went right on the news and said we didn't affect enough people, so we need to test much people we can. We need to make this mandatory so we can fulfill our agenda. Do you like these people not even like hiding this stuff and people just blindly just going along with random ass and criticizing the people who say in a lockdown my constitutional rights been stepped on, or my God-given rights been stepped on? And it's just point blank said. What about the man from the WHO Foundation said that at the press conference with the president and literally said that this is a live exercise? Okay, all right. He called this whole pandemic a live exercise. I mean, what else do you want? CDC saying that, you know, man, that the tests are tainted. I mean, come on. Ladies and gentlemen, you still want to come at me? You know what I'm saying? You still want to come at me for being cuckoo for cuckoo puffs? No, guys, wake up. You know, so the Texas, if you healthy, please keep your family away from the Texas. I would suggest, but I'm not saying in any way to do that, because I'm not a medical, I'm not a doctor. But at the same time, these doctors and the medical field cannot be trusted right now, okay? Because there might be a big medical hoax going on, okay? Hey, I don't trust these doctors. You know, we under siege. You know, so you know, it's a lot of things going on. And then, you know, now we here in the United States, we dealing with murder hornets. For those of you guys that didn't hear about it, yeah, they news is reporting that now in the United States, came from China, came from Asia, murder hornets, the hornets that can kill you. Okay, I guess over there in China and Asia, they've been dealing with these hornets for some years, and it killed up to 66, 70 people, I believe, a year. But it basically has venom like a rattlesnake. And so the venom inside these hornets are, you know, a billion times stronger than a regular bee sting. So basically, feel like hot metal melting into your skin. So now, apparently, we not only dealing with the coronavirus, we dealing with murder hornets. Just the name, murder hornets. So yeah, I'm gonna let you deal with that. And you know, how did it get over here from Asia, from China and Japan? How did it make it all the way into Washington State and in here in the United States? I don't know. You know, reports say they first spotted them on the Canadian border back in December. Okay, I ain't seen no news about that. Okay, now it's here in the United States. I mean, look at the timing. So they can't get you with the vaccines and things like that. Now it's murder hornets flying around here that can sting you and take care of you there. So is this could be one reason why they want to keep us in the house and keep us isolated in the house, you know, break down our immune system. And then once they release the restriction and we go out, we get stung by a murder hornet and boom, that help, you know, kill us. On top of that, with the 5G, on top of that, with the vaccination, I don't know. So if one thing don't kill you, the next, or maybe all three. And then just your mental capacity is just really, really is not at a strong point right now. Just dealing with all this, you know, your body and most of our minds is just in a state of shock. Okay, we woke up one day and boom, life had changed. The new normal. So, hey, it's a lot going on, but all I know is the devil at work. I don't trust these people. I don't trust these people one bit. I believe, yes, they are trying to murder us all. And I just wanted to come before you guys again to let you guys wake the heck up. Wake the heck up. We are totally, totally, totally. Humanity is totally under attack. Do not get them vaccinations. Do not go get tests. I'm telling you, they trying to figure out every day. They figuring out ways how to come in our homes. They got home test kits now that you can test yourself. They talk about testing healthcare workers, not just frontliners, healthcare workers. So if you work in a hospital, they want to try to make it mandatory that they test you because they care for you so much. And so then they're going to follow. They doing antibody tests, which is, see, did you have this coronavirus before, which is BS. Just trying to get it ready to vaccinate you. That's all that is. So they can get to your families, your kids, your husband. They got nothing to do with the front line, nothing to do in the medical field. And that's the way they can just call us all in and say, look, we got to vaccinate you. I mean, this is all in the order. I mean, all in the open. You know, we just got to wake up, ladies and gentlemen. And those of you that already been tuning in to Cash Talk, this is part of a bigger plan. It's not just about a virus. So, but you have the baby feed. So I want y'all to know that start with step one, that this virus got a pattern. It's a vaccine already exists, got a pattern. Bill Gates behind all this, along with all these other Scrooges and elites. Ladies and gentlemen, the news is all in on it. So when I say hoax, medical hoax, that's what I'm saying. The numbers, stop believing the numbers. To you guys that rock with me, this, stop believing the numbers. Turn off CNN. Stop listening to Fox News. Stop it, man. Okay? It's lies. The CDC just downgraded from 60. First, it was 200, 300, 400 deaths. They said, then they downgraded it to 67,000. And they just downgraded to 37,000 supposedly people that died from this. Make up your mind. Which one is it? But guess what? Us conspiracy theories are the ones lying. But here go the ones you're getting your news from, the experts and the scientists. Keep changing the numbers of the, you know, people that's dying from coronavirus. Now, I strongly believe that it's because of us believers and us truthers making noise. I feel like a lot of y'all are like, but what can we do? You know what I'm saying? We don't got no power. I truly believe that we can definitely prolong their plans, and we are doing a great job in doing that. Now, I really think that's what we're saying when the CDC helped to report that their numbers went down on the deaths. Wait a minute. You saying so many people died. Now you changing your number, but y'all the experts and scientists. Which one is it? I'm going to bring you guys to the peace that I have. So bow your head. Lord Jesus, peace. I pray for the people that listen to this broadcast. Please pray for me, Lord Father. Thank you for losing me as a vessel to speak to the people. Thank you for giving me the right things to say, Lord Father. Let this bring answers to someone who's been seeking answers, Lord Father. Please bring somebody closer to the truth, Lord Father. Bring people to people who try to come to you, Lord Father, to give peace in their hearts during this troubled time, Lord Father. Please bless somebody that's close to suicide, depression, or dealing with financial loss or lost a job, Lord Father. Let them trust in you, Lord Father. I pray that this message and this podcast and this show will reach all four corners of the world, Lord Father. In Jesus' name, Yahshua Yahweh. You are so good, Lord Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Father. I can't thank you enough. Let someone feel you through this message and let someone just know that you are real, Lord Father. I pray. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. It's your boy Chris Cash, a.k.a. I'm Elgin, a.k.a. Man of Many Talents, a.k.a. Last of the Danya Breed, and you're listening to the world's most sanest podcast. It's Cash Talks. There's no talks like Cash Talks.
Remember, we not them.
We us.